Shalom Aleichem, sweet friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Amy Morasi Sheyichyu. And it should also be a schus for Dina Bracha Bas Esther Adasa and Chanasar Bas Riva and Reb Chaim Aaron Ben Gila Bracha Vatzlecha V'chol Maaseh Yedeihem. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchas Ishus in Halacha Yud Aleph writes that a father can be Makadish his daughter when she's a Ketana, also when she's a Naira, and he quotes the Pasuk as Biti Nasati Li'ish Hazeh. The Lechem Mishnah asks on the Rambam, why do you get it from the Pasuk of his Biti Nasati Li'ish Hazeh when the Gemara derives that a father marries off his daughter who's a Naira from the Pasuk of Yatza Chinam Ein Kasef Ein Sham Sugin Kedushin and of Gimel Amud Beis. So why does the Rambam choose a different pasuk than the Gemara brings? The Gemara there said, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amar Kra, as far as Amar Ivriya, V'yatza Chinam Ein Kasef. Chinam means without money. So it's not say V'yatza Chinam. Why does it say Ein Kasef? Ein Kasef L'Adon Zeh. The Adon of the Amar doesn't get money." She's leaving his rishus. So he's not getting money. Aval yesh kesef l'adon acher. But there is kesef for another adon. And who is that? Umani hua av. And then the Gemara goes back and forth, but in the conclusion, that's where we learn it from. And this is talking even about a Naira. Both a Ketana and a Naira. So if that's the case, the question is, why does the Rambam learn it from his Biti Nasati Li'ish Hazeh? Because that's the conclusion of the Gemara. So, in order to answer this question, we have to go to a Gemara and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and then we're going to be basing this Mahalach on the Torah of Hagon Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal in the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron in Simen Lamed. Gemara says in the Mishnah Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Kidashti as Biti, man says I was Makadish my daughter when she was a minor, or if he said I Kidashti Avigerashti Akshiktana, I gave her in betrothal and then accepted her divorce when she was a minor, Barei Ktana, and now she's a minor. So Naaman, he's believed. Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya k'shiktana v'rei gedol eino Naaman. If he said, I gave her in betrothal and accepted her divorce when she was a minor, and now when he gives this testimony, she's an adult, he's not believed. And the daughter is allowed to marry a kohen. So when she's still a ketana, he's believed. When she's a gedola already, he's not believed. The Gemara asks the obvious question, Maishna Reisha or Maishna Seifa? Why is the Reisha any different from the Seifa? Why in the Reisha is he believed and the Seifa he's not believed? Answers the Gemara, Reisha be a day, Seifa love be day. And the first part of the Mishnah is in the father's power to carry out the acts he testifies about. So his testimony is believed. Whereas in the second part of the Mishnah, it's not in the father's power to do this. Hence, his testimony is not believed. So since it's biyado to do these things, why would he lie? he's believed. But in the Seifa, he has a reason to lie. It's not in his power anymore. So he's not believed. Amar Rav Ashi. So we're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Rav Ashi says, "B'tizbura reisha mishum to biyadahu." But is it really sensible to argue that in the reisha of the Mishnah, the father's claim is believed because it's in his power to carry out the acts he testified about? Nehida biyado lekacho biyado legarsha. Granted, he can. It's in his power to give his daughter in marriage, but he can't divorce her. So therefore, how can you tell me that it's within his power? It's not in his power to divorce her. Vodi le'amar ha'idelo nicha begava mimatzi mekadosh ni'ele ba'al korche. And furthermore, it's not truly in his power even to give her in marriage. Because if the man who the father approaches says he doesn't find the girl pleasing to him, can the father cause the girl to become betrothed to him against his will? Certainly not. Clearly, it's wrong to assume that in the Mishnah, the father's credibility comes from his ability to carry out the acts he testifies about. It's not in his hands. Maybe the husband doesn't want it. This man doesn't want it, the potential husband. Elamer Ravashi. Ravashi says differently. Reisha Rachmana Himne. In the first part of the Mishnah, the father is believed because the Torah of Hashem believed him. Rav Huna. Where in the Torah is it known that a father is believed to restrict his daughter, causing her to be guarded by the courts as a married woman? Because it says it's bisi not biti nosati lisha ze lisha asura ze tira. So you see from here that a father can asur his daughter, because he says, I gave her to this man, he asured her, and now she's not allowed to be with anyone. And then, when he says Hazeh, he's mati her to this particular person, and then she can cohabit with this man. So that's why in the Reisha, the father is believed, because the father has Nemanos about his daughter. Because he's Nemanos about his daughter, who's a Ketana. As you see from here. Minayin la'av, shenaman lesser is bito min ha'Torah. Father is believed about that. It's believed to say she's married. And then the Gemara concludes, b'nisuin himnei rachmana la'av. Now, Hashem gave the father credibility as regards marriage, to say that his daughter was married and then divorced. B'shvuye lo himnei. But he didn't give the father credibility as regards a captive, to say that his daughter was abducted and then released. So therefore in the Mishnah, Vayter in the Mishnah, which we didn't read, Nishbesu Pidisiya, he's not believed. But about marriage, he is believed as long as she's a Ketana. Ad Kan, Midivrei Kacho Shalai Gemara. Rashi says Lenasuin Himne Im Naira Im Ktana. Whether she's a Ktana or a Naira, he's believed. Aval Bebogeres Lo Mishtaikra The Naira Ksiv Hilkach Lo Mehem and Misha Gadla. But the pasuk is not talking about a Gedola. It's only talking about a naira, a ketana, and a naira. That's who the pasuk is talking about. Because in the pasuk, we're talking about a father who comes before a court, and he says that he gave his daughter, who's now a naira, in marriage to a certain man. So we assume that either he gave her when she was a ketana, or he gave her now when she's a Nara. As Rashi says, Bibogeris Lomishtai Krat. The pasuk is not talking about a Bogeris, only Ketana and a Nara, and therefore he's not believed when she becomes a Gedola. So that explains why he's believed about the marriage, not about the divorce, but that's another issue. Akopanim Tosis and Ksubis, Nefchav Bez Amar Aleph asks, why do you need a pasuk to teach us that a father is Naaman to Aser his daughter. Typically, why don't you just say that the father is Naaman Hoilu biyado lekatsho? Why don't you say that the reason that the father is Naaman to Aser his daughter, it's because biyado lekatsho? So you shouldn't need a pasuk that a father is Naaman Lasser as Bito. It should be enough that it's biyado. Biyado lekatsho should be enough. What do you need a pasuk for? That's Tosis's kasha. Tosis's teretz is that the hacha ain biyado kolkach the shem alo yim tzadim shiikat shena lachi yitzderich kra. Umiyu amamar al bito bogeres kitashtia kashaisa nairo ktana nira de eno naman dashte biyado klaus. They say it's not so much in his hands to be makadisher, because maybe he's not going to find a man who wants to be makadisher, and therefore you need a pasuk. However, if he said on his adult daughter that he was makadisher when she was in nairo ktana, it would appear that he's not naman because it's no longer biyado. So you see from Tosis that they learn that even Lamaskana, the Naamanos, is not Mitam Biyado, because it's also Talui in the Mekadesh. Nevertheless, the Torah only believed him when it's Biyado. Because again, in the Maskana, we have a Pasuk, as Biti Nasati Li'ishazeh, and Tosis learns that it's only that Pasuk together with the fact that it's Biyado. Bito Bogeris is no longer biyada, so therefore he's not believed. Only a Nara Niktana. So you see that even though the Lamaskana, the Naamanos, is not mitam biyado, because it's Talui in the Mekadesh, because who says he's going to find somebody to be Mekadesh her? Nevertheless, the Torah believed him only when it's biyado lekatsho. And it's Xeris HaKosov that we should believe him Ki'ilu, it's biyado gamur. So it's not biyado gamur, but it's exeris akasav to believe him as if it's biyado gamur, but it has to be biyado. In other words, we're mitzaref the biyado to the nemanus. Mashen kena bogeres, where there's no biyado at all, to be makadisher, it's not in his hands at all, he's not neman. And it would appear that Tosis didn't like Rashi, that the pasuk of Hizbiti Nasati Lisha Zeh is talking about Nairus. Why didn't Tosis just go with Rashi? Rashi says the pasuk of Hizbiti Nasati Lisha Zeh is talking about Nairus. So he's believed to say that he married off his Naira daughter. And by a bogeres, we don't find that the Torah believed him. That's because that the father is believed to say, I was Makadesh my daughter, it's not like all of the rights that a father has in his daughter. Because we could be Mechalek, that we can be mechalek between Nairus and Bagrus, because this is not a geder schus bito, because she also doesn't have ne'amanus when she's a bogeris. The only reason she's believing she's a bogeris to say she's married is because of shavi anafshi chaticha di isura. So that the father is believed to say, I was makadish my daughter, it's not like the normal rights that the father has in his daughter, and we're mechalek between Nairus and Bagrus. Bagrus, he has no more rights, Nairus, he still has rights. No, this isn't begeder schus bito, because she herself, it's not her right. She's not believed to say she married somebody. Only mikoch shavi anafshi, she can ask herself to him. But she's not believed batsim that they got married. So also the father is not believed batsim to say that she got married. And that's why Tosis was mechadesh, that we require for the Naamanos, also that it's biyado lekatsho. And then we could be mechalek between Nairus and Bagrus. So you have the pasuk together with the biyado. Now that we learned in the Mishnah, that a father is believed to say, I was mekadesh my daughter, and I was megaresh my daughter, that all the Rishonim explain, that the Naamanos and the Gerishin is because of apesha asar, who apesha hitir. Hapesha asar, hu hapesha hitir. He asered her by saying she's married. So that same peh can now be matir her by saying that she's divorced. So the Ne'amanus of the Gerishin is Mitama Pesha Asura Pesha Hitir. And even though in his Ne'amanus on the Gerishin he's asering her to the Kuhuna, and on that there's no Apesha Asar, because if he doesn't say that she was miskadeshes, she's going to be muteris lekahuna. So why is he believed about the gerushin? He's believed about the gerushin because hapesha asur hapesha hitir. The same mouth that asers her, that says that she got married, can also be mati her and say that she got divorced. Terrific. But when in his Ne'amanus on the Gerushin, he's asering her to the Kahuna. So where's the Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir? It's not that he's asering her and now he's being Matir her, because he's not being Matir her. Because if he doesn't say she was Mikudeshes, she's going to be Mutaris LeKahuna. And he's asering her LeKahuna. So it would appear that her Isser, the Kuhuna, is Memanav Shach. Because if we don't believe him on the Gerushin, then she's going to be Aser Mitam Eishasish. Because we believe him to say that she got married. And once we believe him to say she got married, so we're also going to believe him to say, let's say, because if we don't believe him about the divorce, then she's going to be usher to a kohen mitzad eishasish. So once we believe in the marriage, either she's going to be usher to the kohen alts eishasish, or she's going to be usher to the kohen alts grusha. So maman of shach, she's going to be usher to a kohen, so we can usher to a kohen. Now we have to be ma'ayin that if the Mekadesh dies afterwards, then she should become mutter to the Kohen. Because then you lose your Memanavshach. Why do you lose your Memanavshach? Because what was the Memanavshach? Either she's an Eshesish or she's a Grusha. Like the father claims. But now that the Mekadesh died, she's no longer an Eshesish. So, only on the tzad that he's correct when he says that he divorced, that she got divorced, only then she's a Sura the Kohen. But in the tzad that we don't believe him that he got divorced, we don't believe the father that the girl got divorced, she's mutter to a kohen, because her husband died. So you lose your mamanav shach. So how does the father have ne'amanus to ask her to a kohen now? The father can ask her to a kohen before because he's believed about the marriage. So Manav Shach is asked to a kohen, either Ratz Eishasish or Grusha. But now that the guy does, the Mekadesh died, so now she's no longer an Eishasish. So how does the father have the power to ask her as a Grusha? So we have to say that since we already have a Chazaka, Kidvarov, we already assume that she's a Grusha, so we can no longer say that she's going to be muteres lekahuna, because schazik kedvarov that she's a grusha. That's why if the Mekadesh dies, she's going to remain usher to a kohen, because it's schazik dvarov. For amad b'zeh b'sefer amakne, and that's what he says. But we still have to understand that if the ne'amanus on the gerushin is mitam HaPesha Asar, if the Ne'amanus on the Gerushin is Alts HaPesha Asar, because he assured her. He also has the power to be matir her. He assured her and said she was married to this man. So now I can be matir her and say she got divorced. So if that's true, that the gerushin is mitama pesha asar, so what's the kasha in the sugya? What did the Gemara say? Nehi to be yado lekacha. I get that he has the power to marry her. Biyado legarsha. Does he really have the power to divorce her? No. V'od, and the Gemara says further. Ilu amar haydelo nicha begava. If a man says he's not interested in her, mimatzi makadesh. Does the father have the power to be makadesh her? No. So that's why the Gemara questions the whole vort of biyado, because he doesn't have the power to divorce her. And he also doesn't fully have the power to be Makadishir. Because like Rav Aaron says, the Habagerishin, Haregama Liba de MS, Ainan Amanus Mikoach, the Haminto Torah. Raktinam on Midina Pesha Asar the Adina Nakadushan Alpiv. Because by Gerishin, the fact of the matter is that his Namanos, the Namanos of the Father, isn't because the Torah actually believes him, but rather because a Pesha Asar. Because if we believe him about the Kedushin, let's also believe him about the Gerushin. Believe him a Pesha Asar about the Kedushin, we're also going to believe him about the Gerushin. It's not because we really believe him. It's only because of a Pesha Asar. Vim Kain, hu adin lefi asaka daitach, denam anas ala Kedushin umitam biyado, namineu ala Gerushin medina Pesha Asar. So if the vort is biyado, like the Gemara says the vort is biyado. So if the whole vort is biyado, then the Gemara's question doesn't make sense. Gemara's question is nihid biyado lekacha. Biyado legarsha, does he really have power to divorce her? The answer is no. We believe him in the Kiddushin because it's biyado, and therefore he has namanas. Because he could just do it, why would he lie? And you're right, he doesn't have the power to be megarisher. But he has a Pesha Asar. So that's why. So according to where the Gemara is standing right now, if he is Namanas on the Gerushin, it's a Pesha Asar, the Kasha doesn't make sense. Because the Lagarsha is not because of Biyado. The Lagarsha is because of a Pesha Asar. And therefore he's believed. So it would appear, Bipshitus, that if all the Ne'amanus on the Kedushin is because of Biyado, this is only Shayach where he says, I was Makadish her, and she's an Eish Asish. Because it's Biyado to make her into an Eish Asish. But here he says, I was Makadish her, and I was Megarish her. So he says, now she's a Grusha. So since the Gerushin is not Biyado, we're also not going to be able to believe him on the Kedushin. Because what are you going to say? He has the power to be Makadish her? But that's not what he wants to say. He doesn't want to say that she's Mekudeshes. He wants to say she's Megureshes, that she's a Grusha. And if he's Mekayim the Biyado v'yikachenu, then she's going to be a Mekudeshes, and then he's not going to have Biyado l'garsha. And Memela, we can't believe him. If it was just about believing him about the Kedushin, so that's Biyado. But this father, this dude, he wants to also say she's Megureshes. So the Gerushin are not Biyado. So now, because the Gerushin aren't Biyado, we can't believe him about the Kedushin either. And that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Nehid Biyado Lekacho, Biyado Legarsha. Yeah, right, he's got Koach to be Makadish, it's Biyado to be Makadishir. Is he a Biyado to be Megarishir? No, it's not in his power. So if he doesn't have the power to be Megarishir, then he also doesn't have the power to be Makadishir. If he can't say, Kidashtiya Begarashtiya, not only don't we believe him about the Gerushin, we don't believe him about the Kedushin either. Because when he puts the two together, he wants to say she's Megureshes. And he doesn't have the power to do that. So it's a package deal. We're not going to believe him. Because the Gerushin's not Biyado. Since the Gerushin's not Biyado, you can't believe him on the Kedushin. What are you going to say? It's Biyado Lekacha, but that's not what he wants to say. He wants to say a package deal. I was Makadishir and I was Megarishir. And that he can't do. So therefore you don't believe him on anything. Umemele, you don't believe on anything. Umemele, ain't la amino klal. Lo la gerishin, v'lo la kedushin. Mashen came to maskana. Shala kedushin. Ne'aman b'gzeres ha-kosuv. In the maskana, why do we believe him? Because we have gzeres ha-kosuv. What's the gzeres ha-kosuv? Es biti nasati li shazeh. That he's believed to say that he gave her over in marriage. So now he can be believed on the gerushin mitame pesha asar. In the havamin of the Gemara, if you're not believing on the gerushin, you're not believing him on the kedushin. Because why is he believed on the kedushin mitam biyado? But he wants to say that he was mekadesher and megarisher, and he doesn't have the power to be megarisher. So memeli, you can't believe him on the kedushin either. What, you're going to say the kedushin is biyado? Yeah, but it's not biyado legarish, and he wants to make her a grusha. So you throw the whole thing out of court. But now we're saying we have gzeres hakasuv, not because of biyado. Now it's gzeres hakasuv that he was mekadesh. And once there was gzeres hakasuv that a father's believed to say that he was mekadesh, then you take it a step further. He's also naman on the gerushin. Why is he naman on the gerushin? Because of a pesha asar. Well, he's the one who asked her, so he can also be matir and say she's megureshes. So it's not about biyado. And when it was biyado, it was stabachna, we got into trouble. But now it's not biyado. It's not mitam biyado anymore. The kedushin is because of we have gzeres hakasuv, and the gerushin is because of a pesha asur, a pesha hetir. And Rav Aaron says upashit me'od. But according to this, we have a kasha. Then how is it possible to say that even l'maskana? The ne'amanus is mitam diktsas biyado vasu kabiyado gamor kamashkasva teisvis. What do we see in Taisus in Ksuvis? We saw Taisus in Ksuvis who say that it's ein biyado kol kach d'shema lo yimtza adam shiyakatshena. It's not so much in his hand, because maybe he's not going to find somebody who will be mekadisher. And therefore you need a pasuk. As what Tosfos said. And they made it like biyado gamor, the two of them together. The biyado together with the pasuk. Okay. Diktas biyasuk biyado gamor v'hainu d'chashiv biyado sheyimtza mishi yikatshena haba amar ki dashtia v'gerashtia lo shayich klal ne'amanus de biyado daritzono shetehi pnuya v'ech shayich ne'amanus de biyado la'asos ha'esh esish hipuch ritzono v'tanaso v'shuv halak af ktas biyado. Wait a second. We wanted to say it's a little bit biyado, and they made it kiyado gamor. Because of the pasuk, he's believed as biti nasati lisha zeh, that it's biyado, that he's going to find somebody who's going to mekadesh. We need also to have a biyado. But when he says ki dashtia v'gerashtia, it's not shaykh at all in the nemanus of biyado. Because what does he want? He wants that she should be a pnuya. And how's it shaykh to have an emanus biyado to make her an esh esish against what he wants? So you can't make her an esh esish against what he wants, and he has no power to be megarisher. So he loses the whole biyado. So according to Tosis, we're in trouble. According to Tosis, there's no biyado anymore. Because he's saying kidashtia v'gerashtia, and he's believed on the kidashtia because of biyado, but the together with the pasuk, but the kidashtia goes together with the gerashtia, and he has no biyado on v'gerashtia, and it's a package deal. So you can't say that she's just Mekudeshes, because that's not what he wants. So therefore, it's not Biyadu at all. He has no power to be Megarisher. So we shouldn't believe him at all. So what is Tosis talking about? So Varan says, V'nir b'das ha-Tosfis, de'ena ne'amon etzliya b'haraya d'biyado. De'yesh k'tzas rayo b'tzeruf ha-raya ha-minto Torah. De'zev adei koshe kanal. Ela kavanosam, de'talya b'hametzius d'biyado. De'ov ha-vei b'aylim al k'dushay b'ito. V'ne'amon dafka hecha b'yado l'katsha. V'lo mikoch ha-raya rak zeres ha-mikzeres ha-kosef. So the Ne'amanos is not talui in the raya that it's biyado. Biyado, we wanted to say, is a raya. He has the power to do it, so why would he lie? No, that's not the Ne'amanos. We can't say that there's a little bit of a raya because it's biyado. And but say, if this raya, the Torah also believed him. Because then we have a kasha. On the Kedushin and the Gerushin together, he shouldn't be believed. But rather, what Tosis means is that it's talui in the mitzius, not the raya de biyado, but the mitzius of biyado. That the father is the bailem on Kedushe Bito. It's not a raya. Then why would he lie? Let him just do it. Because in our case, he wants to make her divorced, and that's not in his power. But rather, there's a mitzius of biyado. The father is the bailam al kedushe bito. And he's ne'aman where it's biyado lekacha, where she's a ketana or a nara, and not because of the raya, only mikzeres hakasuv. Just we say that it's mistaber that he's believed dafka when it's biyado lekatsha. Ulufi motza hadvarim, and according to what comes out from this, we can be poshet the suffek of Rabbi Kiva Eger in his chedushim teksubis on 22a. Lufi hanire from Tosis that the reason of the pasuk is because it's a little bit biyado. So as Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's the din if he said kidashti amikvar, and we pass in lo pagin and dibure? And if so, if lemafreya he's not ne'aman, then he's also not going to be ne'aman lahaba. In other words, the question is in the Mishnah, it says that talking about now for mikanu lahaba. When the Mishnah we're talking about lemaisa, we'll get to it in a minute, but. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, based on Tosfos, that if it's biyado, what is biyado? Biyado is now. Biyado is now. Now it's in my hands. So why would I lie? So he's talking about lahaba. But is he believed about the past? Kidashti amikvar. So if the ne'amanus is mikoch dektsas biyado, so it's no better than biyado gamor, that he's not ne'aman ala mafreya. So he shouldn't be Naman ala mafreya, and therefore lo pagin and dibur, he's also not going to be Naman lahaba. So Rabbi Kiva Eger was asking in Tosfos. Tosfos says that if it's that the word is that it's k'tzas biyado, so what about if he says lamafreya? Is he also believed? Or only lahaba? Because the biyado is only lahaba, it's not lamafreya. So based on what we said, even when there's no bearer of biyado, he's also believed with kidashti and gerashti, like we explained. But he's not tolerating the rai of biyado, but in the mitzias of biyado. The father is the bailam to be Makadish's daughter, and since he's the bailam to be Makadish's daughter, we believe him to say he was Makadish's daughter. Not mikoch the raya, that if it's biyado, why would he lie? But mikzeres hakasuv. It's mikzeres hakasuv that we believe him. Just we say that it's mistaber that he's ne'aman when it's biyado. Because when he's the bailim. when he has the power to do it. So if that's true, that it's tali b'mitzius, not a raya, the whole word of biyado, if it's a raya, is only mikano lahaba, but not lamafreya. It's not a raya lamafreya because it's only biyado mikano lahaba. So why would he lie about mikano lahaba? It's biyado lekadesh or mikano lahaba. So he must be telling the truth. But it's not biyado to go into the past. So that's if we're talking about a raya. But if we're talking about his bailus, then he has bailus also in the past. He's the bailum to mikadesh his bito. So of course it works on the mafreya. Ubiyoser, b'chol kidashti v'gerashti arayav the mafreya. Every kidashti and gerashti is the mafreya. So of course the Ne'emanus is Lamafreya. And the Ne'emanus is Lamafreya because that's what the Pasuk was talking about. Pasuk is saying, believe the father because it's Biyado. He's Bailam on his daughter, so therefore believe him. So I don't even understand Rabbi Kiva Eger Safek. I'm saying you can ask it in Tulsis, but the Mishnah before is talking about Lamafreya. Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya. So, and it says he's believed. But now we have Tamadover. Because even though like Tosa says it's biyado, it's not because of the raya of biyado, but because of the mitzius hadavar, that the father is the bialim to be mekadesh his daughter, and memeli is also believed on the mafreya. So that's stage one of our journey. There are more stages because this is all according to the Rishonim. That's also pesha asar. The Rambam has a different mahalach. And I hope God gives me life and gives you life and gives all of us health and everything we need, and then we're able to continue in the next shiur and see more niflaos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.